Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. Today is December 28th. As usual, Monday there's way too many stories. Tuesday, not so much. There is a little bit of snow information here. A couple people passed, unfortunately. And a couple videos got put out this week by yours truly. And I can go over some of the stuff that we went over yesterday just to touch on and reminisce a little bit about the good old days. So, first up, U.S. Highway 395 reopened between State Route 203 and State Route 167. So, U.S. Highway 395 has fully reopened in both directions, from 203 to 167, just north of Levining. Chain controls are still in effect. The highway remains closed from the junction with State Route 167 to the junction with State Route 182 in Bridgeport. So, slowly but surely, we're creeping along there. Maintenance crews continue to work on reopening the highway when conditions permit. Caltrans reminds everyone to remove any snow that has accumulated on top of their vehicle before driving and carrying traction control devices. Chain control restrictions are currently in place on most roads in Mono County, including US 395, 6, 158, 203, 182, 167, and 168. Chain control restrictions are subject to change throughout the day as the storm continues to pass through our area. For the latest information on road conditions, including chain controls, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map website, and that's quickmap.dot.ca.gov, or download the Quick Map app to your iOS or Android device. You can always call 1-800-427-ROAD as well. That's 7623. The easiest thing to do, probably, just go to Eastern Sierra Now, look for the button that says road conditions. It's next to the weather on the right. Click that and boom, that's the most updated conditions possible. You will never miss it there. Eastern Sierra Now. Oh, and right as we said that, I just got another email. US Highway 395 has fully reopened in both directions, from State Route 167, just north of Levining, to the junction with State Route 182 in Bridgeport. So like I said, creeping along. CHP conducted escorts prior to fully reopening the highway to alleviate the backup of traffic in Bridgeport. Maintenance crews will continue to monitor the conditions of the highway, and travelers are reminded that chain controls are still in effect with reduced speed limits. So, you can make it to Bridgeport now, but there's supposed to be another storm coming in, so I don't know what's going to happen. If you want to see what that looked like, over at EasternSierraNow.com or our YouTube page, you can see driving 395 from Tom's Place to Bishop during the road closure. And that is a video that I took with my GoPro, just driving exactly like I said, with the chain restrictions in place. I drove down the road, put it in fast motion so you don't got to do the whole 45-minute drive with me, put some nice little music to chill to, and I even put some facts about the Eastern Sierra on there for you to read while you're watching it. So go check that out, but you can see how gnarly it was up there and why they had to close it. There's also another video of Mammoth last night during a blizzard with crazy wind conditions. That one is pretty gnarly. You can see that. That was posted this morning. And the last thing I wanted to remind you about was the Mammoth Lakes temporary overnight parking is extended through Wednesday, December 29th. And if you'd like to see the map of where that is, head over to EasternSierraNow.com and you can see all of the places to park without getting a ticket by December 29th. And remember, you are no longer allowed to park cars on the street in Mammoth Lakes. It needs to be well within the orange safety pole, and mark where your car is. Otherwise, they're going to get hit by a snowplow. So, you need to put your car somewhere. You can for one more day. So, there's that. A couple things we got to go over here. Unfortunately, we had a couple of local citizens pass away, and that's always a sad, sad day. Johnny Mac McMurtry. So, John McMurtry passed away on December 15th, 2021, in Los Angeles, California. He was born April 10th, 1945, to Angus and Minnie McMurtry. John was a lifelong resident of Bishop. He graduated from Bishop High School class in 1963. John attended Bakersfield College before being drafted into the Marine Corps, where he then headed to Vietnam to serve this country he loved. John married the love of his life, Nancy Talon McMurtry, and together for 53 years, through thick and thin, they built their lives and raised their two sons, Jack and Garrett. John's love of the cowboy life had him riding bulls in the CCA and NCA. He lived his dream raising cattle and riding horses for the rest of his life. John was a member of the American Legion and a life member of the VFW Post 8988. He supported the Bishop Homecoming Rodeo Association, Mule Days, High School Rodeo, and coached Little League Baseball. He loved his family, friends, and the Owens Valley. Good conversations, sharing his knowledge with others, a good book, a game of cribbage, and a Coors Light. John spoke his mind, loved fiercely, and stole your cribbage points. John's nephew, Robert Lay, says about his Uncle John, "Heroes don't wear capes. They wear cowboy hats and Wranglers." Preceded in death by sister Janie Carrington and brother Angus Mac McMurtry. John is survived by his wife, Nancy, son Jack and wife Kelly, proud grandfather to McKenna and Johnny, son Garrett and wife Alicia, sisters Beth McMurtry, Andy McMurtry, Mary Ellen McMurtry, and many cherished nieces, nephews, and extended family and friends. Graveside services to be held on 11 a.m. January 15th, 2022 at the East Line Street Cemetery in Bishop, with a celebration of life to follow at the Tallman Building at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. In lieu of flowers, we gratefully accept your kind thoughts and prayers. Well, he seemed like a great man, had a great life, and a great family. We got another one here, unfortunately. This one is for Fred Cap Aubrey II. He was born September 30th, 1940, and died December 18th, 2021. Cap was born in Bishop, California, to Fred Cap Aubrey I and Dorothy Aubrey. Cap was raised on the family ranch on Brockman Lane and loved the ranch life. His dad started the 4-H program in the Owens Valley in 1954. Cap remained involved most of his life, from showing animals to becoming the livestock superintendent of the junior livestock auction. Even with the busy times of ranching, he enjoyed playing high school football and was a proud member of the CIF championship team of 1958. Cap's love for ranching and animals took him to Fresno State to earn an ag science degree and was a member of the rodeo team. Cap enlisted in the Air Force in 1960 and became an air traffic controller stationed in Japan. He was honorably discharged in 1963 and returned to Bishop to marry Ruth Scott, the love of his life. They loved to dance, and through the 57 years, you could always see the love and pride when he held her while dancing. He started his career with the Continental Telephone Company to retire 34 years later. He was very active in the Bishop Homecoming and Rodeo Association and enjoyed his time playing on the Adult Softball League. He always found time to hunt and fish while teaching his kids and grandkids everything he knew, especially the meaning of life. He was the biggest supporter of everything his kids and grandkids did. Cap was survived by his wife of 57 years, Ruth Aubrey, sister Daris Moxley, daughter Terry Wagner and husband Lance, son Cap Aubrey III, and wife Dara. Graveside services will be held at the East Line Street Cemetery on January 8th at 2 p.m. Sounds like another great guy. You ever notice it's always the old guys that have the meaning to life, too? They totally know that. I'm wondering if I'm going to figure that out one day. I hope so. Okay, that looks like that's about the last of our stuff. We got one little flyer to pop out here, and it is my favorite organization, the Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue. And there are multiple incredibly good-looking sweet boys and girls at the Big Pine Animal Shelter. So, the number there is 760-938-2715. You can head out and check out these little furry babies, as they're called. They are closed on Mondays, but there is multiple dogs. I'm counting 12 just on this flyer. So, they're all different breeds. There's one that looks like he has a bulldog. There's a couple of little Scottish Terriers. Pee-wee and Jack. Oh, they're pretty cute. Looks like a couple of pitties, couple of lab mixes. There are some cute, cute dogs. So, they, from what I understand, the pound is starting to get full. So, we need to get these pound puppies rescued. Everybody head out there and just pick one up. It's your duty. Trust me, when you see this poster, you're going to want to do it anyway. So head over to easternsierranow.com where you can see the poster. We will also post the dogs individually on Instagram in the next coming days. So again, phone number for the Big Pine Shelter, 760-938-2715. And their hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4 p.m. Again, closed on Mondays. So it's time for a new furry baby to be in your house. And I don't mean having an affair with Bigfoot, you feel me? So head out to the pound, pick up one of these beautiful dogs. That's going to be it for us today. Batten down the hatches. There's going to be another storm coming up. Eastern Sierra now. Jesse Steele.